Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Hey Ben, so things never go right.
Okay.
I think I put my headphones in the laundry, which is going on downstairs right now.
Wouldn't be the first time that's ever happened, I'm sure.
So yeah, the hard part is though that this means that I'm holding my brand spanking new recorder with one hand and my phone with the other. I can't do anything.
Send me a
I
picture
have
of
to
that
think
if you
this is how
can.
a cat feels. I'm walking down into my basement right now,
Does
and I'm gonna get close to the washing machine, and I'm guessing that you're gonna be able to hear it. This new recorder is great as far as all that stuff goes.
Yeah.
Here you go. Now, you aren't gonna be able to hear it on the phone, but when you're recording this other stuff, you're gonna be like, "Whoa,
Oh,
dude."
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, "Yeah."
That laundry.
In fact, you may not even have been able to hear what I was saying to you right there, because I was holding it up to the washing machine.
Ah.
But now I'm back. Hello.
Welcome back. How are you? How was your week?
So, it's all right.
Yeah.
I think that everything, like, Jennifer has been sick on and off,
Okay.
and right now she has a fever of 102,
That's not good.
which obviously makes me try to figure out different lyrics to Hot Blooded so that it fits.
Check it and
I'm
see.
hot blooded, I'm telling you, I've got a fever of 102. That one's pretty easy. But this came upon suddenly, like she was fine this morning. So
And
I'm
then
hot
suddenly,
blooded out of the blue. I
right,
got a
got a
fever of
fever of
102.
102.
Yeah. So that's how that's going. As you know, we've started, no one else cares or knows, but we've started a half hour early
We have started a half
because,
hour early.
yes, my daughter has turned 10. She's been 10 for a while now.
She's, as I've learned, no longer a toddler.
That is correct. She is a tween. And therefore, I have started a second phase of her education for 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, because I'm not a monster. I'm going to force her to do things that don't involve a phone or a television at all.
So she does go to like regular public school, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
But Ben, come
What grade
on,
is
public
a
school?
10-year-old in?
Fourth grade.
Fourth
That
grade.
this for this for fourth grader
Wow.
is 10 years old now. She was 9 when she started, so your mileage may vary. A 10-year-old may go to fifth grade. A 10-year-old may go to fifth grade. Sounds a little bit like Game of Thrones. That one guy, the faceless
Oh,
man.
right.
A girl may go to school.
I liked that character. I was happy when he came back.
And I'm looking forward to seeing how all that goes. Now, you saw Deadpool, right?
I did see Deadpool.
The guy who played, who's the main bad guy who's got a regular person name,
The
but it's kind
main
of funny because it's so normal. Maybe even it's not.
Are you talking about Deadpool or are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yeah, is it Clarence? Is it what's the guy's name? Francis. Is
Francis,
it
yeah, Ajax.
Francis? Yeah, Ajax Francis was in Game of Thrones.
Ed
And I'm
Skrein.
wondering if that's who
Skrein.
he played.
Wait,
Now,
who was he in Game of Thrones?
I don't know. That's the thing. Was he the faceless man? How could you tell? I mean, obviously.
I don't think it was the Faceless Man.
All right. Well, that's what I'm wanting to know.
Wait a
So, if
minute.
you know,
Wait a
please
minute.
write to us. Wait, what's up?
No, he plays. I'm looking this up. He plays Dario Naharis.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. I should know these things.
Yeah.
It's very sad that I don't know these things. But yeah, now that makes perfect sense.
Oh,
I didn't
that guy.
recognize him because of the accent.
Yeah, he's got wait, that's Ed. He's got more hair in Game of Thrones than he does in Deadpool.
Yes.
So I'm now probably, going I'm, outside.
I'm probably going to see Deadpool again because Blair wants to see it. Shout out to our one listener. Hi, Blair.
Hey, Blair.
And yeah, I totally didn't put that together that that Francis Ajax was that guy in Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's be quiet for just a second and listen to the outside.
How long do I have to be
I'm
quiet?
I'm telling you, man, this microphone, pretty great.
I can't hear anything.
You will. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Describe fact, the sounds for me, if you will.
Here, wait.
Are there cars?
So I'm gonna be quiet for a second. We're gonna listen, and then you're gonna go, oh yeah, I can hear that.
It's exciting podcast right here.
Oh, the people when they hear it, they're gonna love it.
I can't.
Okay.
Hear a thing.
There were birds, and some guy was mowing his lawn. Oh, here's a car coming by. You'll probably hear that too.
I hear cars outside my window. If we're lucky, we might hear a sidewalk drummer or even a fire truck.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Sidewalk fire truck. All right. So now I'm going back downstairs into the basement. I'm going to get my clothes out. So you are not on Vine. Is that correct?
That can be. Correct. I am not on the Vine.
Okay. You know Jesse Lee Keeter, though.
I do know Jesse Lee.
Okay, do you know Jesse's friend? Okay. I think it'll be okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I won't say his name. I'll just describe him to you. Okay. He's very, very tall and skinny. He's been in some of his videos.
I know lots.
On Vine, he's known as Guga.
Guga. How do you spell that?
I think it's just Googa. And to remind the listeners, we have a Paul does not use any Google or anything like that rule. So I could find out exactly what it is, but I'm trying to do it just by memory. I think it's Googa.
I don't think I know that person.
Okay, well, they're in the middle of a Vine war. It's friendly. I believe they're doing it for fun.
As most wars are played out.
Most wars, exactly. Most wars are for fun, as we all know. But I think they're doing it for fun. And I had a dream that me and that guy were hanging out.
You were hanging out with Guga?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, you know. And then I woke up, and it's one of those things, I don't know if you've ever had dreams like this, but it's one of those things where you wake up, you have the dream,
you wake up, have the dream before I wake up, actually.
Oh, man. Have we gotten into this yet?
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I hold an opinion that dreams that you have, oh, and the sound, because you are going to hear a sound. Is me checking my pockets to see if I can find my headphones. And because I just got this out of the laundry. And Ben, I'm afraid to say, I think my headphones, if they were in my pocket, they fell out during the laundering of my pants.
Were they in the, did you fish your pants out of the washer or the dryer?
The washer.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to put them through the dryer if I didn't have to. So now I'm going to empty everything out of the washer and see if they're in the bottom there.
Afraid to say, you may have to buy another pair of headphones. I don't know if those
I know. But I was hoping that I'd be able to switch them during this podcast.
Were you using the Apple-supplied headphones that came with your phone?
No, I was using a pair of Skull Candy headphones.
Oh, well, then maybe it will work.
Which are softer, and they allow me to... I listen to music when I sleep often.
Uh-huh.
And so the loss of them is a little bit more felt because, you know, now I'll have to sleep without...
I listen to...
Oh, my goodness.
I listen to NPR when I fall asleep.
Oh, how does that go?
It's great. I know... about how much sleep I'm going to get based on the program that is on the air when I go to bed.
So you might be able to hear Betty in the background.
Nope.
And no, not yet. I mean, this recorder, Ben, I can't even tell you how crazy it is as far as being completely able to pick up everything.
Well,
the harmonics in the room.
The proof will be in the WAV file you send me.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, sorry, 411 or 441.
You jerk.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing I can help there.
We had an agreement.
All right. I'm putting this is now over on the dryer. And now I'm walking away from the dryer, going to pick up the laundry basket at the other room.
Art, don't you...
Then I believe our podcast is going to be audio files everywhere.
Art?
Not audio files, but audio files.
Aren't you still holding the recorder in one hand and your phone in the other?
No. The recorder, I set it down in the dryer. That's why I'm talking so much louder now.
Oh, jeez.
You, Ben, are going to be a solid voice all the time. But I'm going to be moving around all over the place. Okay, now I'm closer.
That sounds fascinating.
Oh, man, you don't even know, Ben. It's great.
I don't.
All right, that's me opening the dryer. Pushing laundry basket. Okay, now, I'm putting in each of my clothes one piece at a time to see if my headphones are on. The good news is, maybe I put them somewhere and I just have forgotten where they are.
You have a tween in the house. Maybe she stole your headphones. I was a kid, I would take stuff from my parents all the time. I believe I still have my dad's stapler.
You know what might have happened? I might have left them at work.
Oh.
Because, you know, when I listen to stuff at work, then I use my Apple headphones. And the reason is, Ben?
Low profile?
So that I don't leave my headphones at work.
Are they in your bedroom? While you sleep. Oh, you did find them.
I found them. Yeah, they're here. Okay.
Are they destroyed?
So let me just tell you. Okay, these are the skull candy that you put inside your ears. So they're earbuds. They aren't actually earphones.
Okay.
The rubber things are intact. I'm putting the first one in my ear. I'm putting the second one in my ear. Now the moment of truth, Ben. I'm about to plug these in.
And this is when Paul electrocuted himself.
Oh, Ben, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. It's not, you sound kind of tinny, but I don't know if that's normal or not.
Well, your
okay,
audio,
that was me shutting
I mean,
the dryer.
You're not going to be able to tell this when you send me your audio file from the tape recorder, from the video audio recorder, but your phone audio quality has changed.
It has. Has it gotten better or worse?
No, it's gotten worse. I mean, I can still hear you.
Uh-huh.
But it's definitely different.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe that's part of all of this.
The end result of this, I believe, is that your Skullcandy headphones did not come out of the laundry unscathed. They still work, but there might be an issue.
If I could make a guess of what I'm feeling, the treble may be a little bit higher. Now,
it's also possible that it's just the way the headphones sound anyway, compared to the in-phone microphone.
Yes. Regardless, you know what I think I'm going to do, Ben?
Pick up the audio recorder from the washing machine.
We're going to take this on the road.
Are we?
I got to go get cat food.
Like on the literal road, you're going to get in the car and drive?
Yeah, but it's going to be fine.
All right.
Hey, Betty. I'll be back. Okay. So
when you buy cat food, what I want you to do is I want you to take a picture of yourself with the person who sells you the cat food.
Oh boy. Okay.
Like,
well,
I'll
have to.
You're super happy to buy the cat food from this person.
I'll have to check with them, of course. Make sure it's okay.
Oh, of course. You know. You don't want to be a jerk about it.
Exactly. Okay, so here's what I do for safety. You know, I'm using a hands-free device.
Right.
Of course I put my seatbelt on, yes. All right, shutting the door.
But the recorder, where's the recorder going to go?
I'm putting the recorder. It's kind of on that tray where the cigarette lighter is.
You mean the power port? I don't believe they call them cigarette lighters anymore.
Oh, this, the power cord. It's above the power cord. All right, here, let me adjust this. All right. And now, here we go.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a Nissan, no, a Camry, a Toyota Camry.
Ah.
Four-door. An interesting thing about it, the passenger side rearview mirror was taken off when I drove into the side. No, I didn't drive into the side. How do I describe it? I was backing out. I was at Sonic. I was backing out, and I actually hit a post. So they have like little gates. Does that make sense? Little gates that you sort of drive into and out of. And they're not even gates, really. They're, I think they might be, like, for rain. Might be, like, little awnings.
I haven't been to a Sonic in years. They don't have them up here.
Oh, you know, the other thing, now that I'm thinking about it, what it might be is that it was a, like, how do you describe it? The other half of the other person's, like, ordering kiosk or whatever.
Okay. Well, the long and the short of it is you hit something with your car and it broke the mirror.
I backed. Oh, that's the thing, is I didn't hit it with my car. I backed through a post, like, all the way through it with my mirror. So it just, the mirror just kind of got broken off, right? And so then I unscrewed it and I took a hacksaw and I just cut at a straight line through it. So now, where there used to be a mirror, there's just a mess of gears and wires. But it's all clean. It's all cleanly cut. It's a real conversation piece.
You should. Yeah, it is. We just had a albeit one-sided conversation about it. You probably get that fixed. You know, passenger side rearview mirrors do come in handy. Say if you're driving on the freeway and you need to merge.
It'll be really interesting to see if you could hear me over the sound of the car.
Where?
When we go through this.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I have this audio track, so if worse comes to worse, I can just cut back to the original.
Oh, that's a feature of my recorder, by the way, is that if I'm recording, I can actually record to two separate files. One that's at a lower resolution.
Right.
So that if something or not a lower resolution,
but lower volume,
down lower.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there's an error, then it can. I'm sure that you're familiar with that kind of stuff already.
Well, we do that.
We
do that when we film. Let's say if I'm filming something and I have just like a single boom track going into the camera, I'll split the audio signal, and so on the video track I'll have two channels. The left channel is the audio track at, say, minus 12 decibels, and the right track is at like minus 18. So if whoever's speaking, if they clip, if they yell too loudly, then it doesn't actually peak on the audio file, and we can still use it.
So that's just good business, because there was, I'm serious about this, at one place where I used to work, not going to name any names, but we were doing an interview.
Right.
And the person who was recording the audio didn't actually set it correctly. It wasn't me.
Bad audio will kill a good video.
But yeah, the video was unusable.
Yeah.
It was too bad. I don't think I was even around for it. I think that.
Speaking of this,
I wasn't the interviewer.
I know what company you're talking about, and when you were still there, we like set up something. I became a member of something, and they have rebranded a couple of times. And every once in a while, I get birthday notices from them. Like, this company wants you to make sure that Safety Cowboy's birthday is coming up.
Ah, yes, Safety Cowboy.
I believe you and Safety Cowboy are the only ones who signed up for this this service.
I honestly think that Safety Cowboy is in the same boat as me. We just can't be bothered to actually sign in and remove ourselves from.
That's exactly why I still get these notices. It's because I haven't signed in at all, and I don't even. I wouldn't even know how.
All right, Ben. So we have a couple of choices. We could go to Shop and Save, which is where I was at before. This guy is on his phone in front of me. Come on.
How dare people be on the phone when they're driving?
I know it's. And okay, let me point something out. I've got my hands on the wheel. I'm looking at all the cars.
Yeah.
You know. These people, they're not just on their phones like they're chatting with someone. They're on their phones like they're playing Sudoku or something like that. It's crazy.
Oh, so what they're probably doing, they're checking their text messages. What they're doing is, I don't know if Edwardsville, Illinois has the same rules, but you cannot be on your telephone when you drive in Seattle. It's illegal. It's like a first offense kind of thing. So cops can actually pull you over if they notice that you're on your phone. So what people do is they will hold their phone below the dashboard and look down at it instead of holding it up to their ear.
I think that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and some might say that's actually even more dangerous than holding it up to your ear. But they do say, studies have shown that it is more distracting to have a child in the car than it is to be on your phone.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is, I went to Shop and Save earlier today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, I think I'm still going to go to Shop and Save. I was going to say I'm going to go to Schnucks, which is a more local place, but I'm trying to think of where would I rather be banned for life if, for whatever reason, they take offense to me trying to take a picture with one of their checkers.
Or just take a picture of the cat food.
And also, who would care less?
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're here at Shop and Save.
That was a short drive.
Yeah. Ben, I'm telling you, man, small towns are where it's at. Every place that I go is like maybe 10 minutes away from my house.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty exciting.
I have a whole city 10 minutes away from my house, too, if I walk.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, you got me there.
Move back to the big city, Paul. Move back, I tell you.
It's not going to happen. You know, I just realized that I left and I'm wearing my pajamas, which are a pair of black skull drawstring pants, my audio cotton t-shirt, and red Crocs.
Audio cotton? Wait, you wear Crocs?
Audio cotton is a t-shirt company.
Okay.
There was a what do you call it? A prisoner? You know the prisoner?
I do know the prisoner.
There was a shirt based on the show The Prisoner that I got, and then they sent me a second t-shirt for free. And so I wear that t-shirt all the time because it's very comfortable. Okay.
Cool. So you're in the store. Describe to me what's happening in a not weird way because people are probably looking at you.
I'm walking down aisle 6, which is coffee, tea, cocoa, cereal, and oatmeal.
Ooh, coffee.
And just because it's empty. You know, I didn't want to really get into too many places. You know, it's weird. Lots of people are selling alcoholic root beer now.
Alcoholic root beer. Well, that is kind of ironic, isn't it? Because root beer was invented to replace alcohol.
It's called, like, not your father's root beer or the best root beer or, you know, all those different phrases.
And it's like a mathematical equation where it says root beer minus and then root in parentheses equals beer.
All right.
Solve for your ex's problems.
So I'm here. I'm looking at the different...
Now, are you buying dry cat food or canned cat
food? Dry cat food.
Dry cat food. And what kind of cat food does Abby Cat enjoy?
My cat likes white meat chicken and whole oatmeal recipe Beyond by Purina.
So I'd like to welcome all of our Purina cat food sponsors to the Goody Lords podcast.
Of course. So what was I going to get besides cat food? Was there anything else?
I think cat food was it. Unless you just want to...
I think maybe I was going to get new headphones.
Do they sell that at the Shop and Save?
No, they don't.
You got to go next door to the headphone store.
Well, there's a Best Buy that's close.
That's why it's known as Radio Shack. Do they still have Radio Shacks?
They don't have Radio Shack. Radio Shack is closed.
Really?
Hello. So, Ben, I don't know about actually doing anything like that.
Is this all for you?
Yes, that's it for me.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm talking to my friend Ben, who lives in Seattle, Washington.
Well, hello, Ben.
And I'm recording the transaction. How much? I'm sorry?
$9.63
for cat food, Ben. How much is it there? Do you know?
Oh, I'm sure it's more.
It probably is more.
We have to take
out
loans.
Things are so much better here in
buy cat food.
No cash back. Now, Ben, I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision. I am not going to take a picture with the person who I'm buying this from because I just don't feel right about it.
Okay.
But her name is Charlotte, and she was very nice.
All right. Well, hi, Charlotte. I heard her say hi to me on the on your end. So
have a good one.
You have a good one too.
Have a good evening, Ben.
Oh wait. Say it again.
Have a good evening, Ben.
Thank you, Charlotte.
See, isn't that nice? Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what I will do though. I will take a picture of me with the cat food out in front of the store.
All right. So right now, Paula is taking a picture of him with the cat food. We'll put that
now,
on the
now, Ben.
Page.
You know me. How I'm a good read of people.
Yeah.
Charlotte was very nice, but she was just, you know, doing her job.
She seemed quite pleasant. Had that
she
Midwestern charm about her.
And she was nice and all that, but
did you have
there's not a, you know, I'm not one to kind of, you know, step in the way of somebody with my craziness at this point.
Was there anybody behind you in line?
Yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it?
All right.
People in line.
Exception made for making, you know, not irritating a whole lot of people.
And you know me, I'm more than happy to irritate people if I need to. But, yeah, that worked out all right. So, all right, here we go.
Picture
now, do you need me holding the cat food, or do you think I'll be good enough?
Just take a selfie with the cat food.
All right, hold on.
Because I'm not doing anything near as interesting. I'm just sitting at my desk at work.
Okay, take a selfie of yourself at work. All right, so, hold on. I think I did something. Hopefully the audio isn't going to change that much. Ah, the sun's in my eyes. Okay, I got it.
Yeah?
Yep. All right. So... that was Shop and Save. Now, do you want me to go to Best Buy and get headphones, or maybe I should just wait?
Oh, you have a Best Buy.
You think I should go to Best Buy?
I don't know. Do you like Best Buy?
I could go to Best Buy. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking at myself. Hey, Paul. Okay. You know, speaking of looking at myself, I still have not seen any of your video versions of your podcast.
Of the Perfect Bound podcast?
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh boy. Hey, Ben.
All right, I just took a selfie of myself.
Can we cryptically talk about that other podcast?
About the...
Or would you rather not?
Sure. Hang it. Lay it on me.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah. I know Cole mistook Finian's Rainbow for Finnegan's Wake. Yeah.
No. Not that podcast. This is what I'm talking about. The other podcast.
Oh, that other podcast. Yes, I know exactly. Okay, yes, I'm caught up. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is it still happening?
It is still happening. As a matter of fact, I was actually the guest host of the show. The first time back after the new regime.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben. What are you doing?
You know, look, we could talk about it, but we're not going to talk about it here.
I'm not going to say anything until you and I are in some place where the public is not around.
Exactly.
And we could talk about things.
Well, all I'm going to say to this is there are two sides to every story.
Oh, no. Let me say one thing. I don't know about anything, right? I've specifically asked not to find out about anything.
Yeah.
But you know, Ben, you know very well that I am still in the midst of a blood feud with one of those people for cutting the gun from something that I wrote. I do not have to pick sides. I refuse to pick sides. But...
Corrected, sir. Something you and I wrote together.
I know. This is why I said... See, like I said, I don't know anything about what's going on. But this is why I said, Ben, what are you doing? Aid and comfort to the enemy, Ben! No! It's not good. All right, so...
But because we did cut the real gun, we were able to showcase the rubber band gun that I had just recently come into possession, which we named Clarice? Charlene?
You know what?
We called it something, I don't remember.
I'm still not a fan of that happening. I tell you, Ben, I am slow to anger, but when it happens, not the Harvard exit. What's the theater next to where you used to live?
The Guild 45th? We went to a movie and the dude was a total jerk.
Yeah, I still don't like that guy. Blood feud. Enemy for life.
Yeah, I remember when I... Abel, I had no idea that you held such a long-standing grudge for the guy who made us cut the gun out of the script.
Oh, my God! Ben! I was pleasant. I can be polite, but no, sir. I'm still...
All right.
Esteemed about it.
All right. Well, we'll keep that anger and use it. The guy who yelled at people standing, I believe we were standing in line to buy movie tickets and it was raining and people were trying to take cover underneath the eaves and he was telling people to stand in line where the line was marked. I'm making all that up. I don't remember.
He was being really sarcastic and mean to people.
Yeah.
That guy.
We were there to see a movie. I don't even remember what movie we were seeing. You probably don't either because you were just seething with rage.
No. Exactly. I'm sorry. When I think back to that time, all I can see is a huge red blur of rage. Man.
You know,
Sears?
In solidarity, I don't believe I've been back to that movie theater since.
Sears here in Illinois, I don't have a feud with. I have a feud with all Sears outlet stores in Seattle because they wouldn't get my rice cooker, Ben. I took the rice cooker back. I had a warranty. They refused to refund my money.
Why? Because
the warranty I bought was an extended warranty.
Yeah.
Right? That kicks in after 90 days. It happened to break after a week, and I didn't have my receipt with me.
Well, there's your problem.
So they said they couldn't prove that I bought it. And I'm like,
I paid you money for an extended warranty. They're like, well, we don't know that. I'm like, you.
And this is why Sears is on the verge of bankruptcy. They are no Nordstrom's. Sears is no Nordstrom's.
No, it is not Nordstrom's. Ugh. Okay, so I haven't gone to Best Buy yet. The first thing I'm doing is I'm going into Happy Up Incorporated just to see who's there.
I believe we've been there before.
We have been here before, and this is why I'm showing up.
Small town living.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Ah, he's here. Okay. So I'm going to try something, and then you're going to tell me how good it was, okay?
Okay.
Doibochi wa milalu chini bang bang.
I understood a bit.
Yeah,
he
it's
said,
not...
sorry, help me with something, I don't know.
I'm trying to say, excuse me, I am lost, please help me, but I'm not...
Oh, milu.
Milu.
Doibochi wa milu. Wa milu la.
My milu la.
Yeah.
And then what's chini bang, what's the other part?
So, 请你帮帮我. That's please help me.
Hui shua, bo hui shua. How do I say I don't understand a lot though?
Let me think.
I'm just gonna sit back and listen.
Hui bo hui shua.
I would just say like, because like sometimes like English sentences don't really translate very well directly.
Oh, we're I'm talking to Laz, by the way, Ben. This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. I'm Laz.
Hello.
Laz is one of the people that helped us buy the monkey the last time. I found out that Laz speaks Mandarin.
The monkey was a big success. Tell him that.
Oh, yeah. The monkey was a big success.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, you're leaving to go to China. Is that correct? When is that happening?
I'm going June 10th to a place called Xiamen. It's in southern China. And
sorry, people are buying stuff. Oh, okay.
Like, it's a place in southern China right across from Taiwan. And it's like, my friends all say it's like the place where middle-aged ladies go to vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so Laz, I have a question for you.
What's up?
If I were to give you my contact information, would you check in every once in a while and let me know how you're doing there?
I could do that.
Yeah. Do you have a pen? I'm just going to, I don't have any social media, I just have an email address. But I'm very interested because I like many things Chinese.
So what kind of Chinese stuff do you like then?
I took Tai Chi.
Yeah, that one.
From a guy named John Leong in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
I've actually been to China.
Oh, that's right. I'm bearing the lead. Ben has actually been to China.
For my son.
Ben, where in China did you go?
I've Beijing, Xi'an, Chongqing, and Shanghai.
I haven't been to Beijing before.
Where have you been before?
I lived in Shanghai for in 2003 for about 4 months, and I was just going there
as
a.
Can you hear any of this, Ben?
I was going there as.
Barely.
I'm trying to think.
He was
what
in,
do you
say?
Study abroad, yeah. And I also
for study
went,
abroad.
I also went to Xi'an, and that's the place with the terracotta soldiers.
Xi'an with the terracotta soldiers.
Yeah, I've
and
been
then,
there.
Oh, you're that. Is this the mic or?
Yeah,
that?
He's been. This is the. See, I'm whispering to Ben. Uh-huh. You actually are talking.
Oh, is this, so this is the podcast.
I can't imagine the confusion over there at Happy Up Incorporated.
So I care about what you're saying. What Ben's saying, I'm just like. Although you can hear Ben, it's going to be really confusing. But I'll send you a link whenever we're done with it.
Okay, cool, cool.
Just send me an email and I'll.
Oh, awesome.
Know.
Like, let's see, I also went to Hong Kong. Hong Kong is an amazing place. I love Hong Kong so much.
He loves Hong Kong.
I have not been to Hong Kong,
Cantonese
but I hear it's fantastic.
Cantonese is such an interesting language.
Do you speak any Cantonese also?
Very little.
Yeah, because I know that they're, you know, apples and oranges kind of. What I heard is, if you don't know, I could be wrong about this, if you don't know Chinese that well, if you're listening and you think people are speaking Chinese and it sounds like they're having an argument, even though they aren't, it's Cantonese. And then otherwise it's Mandarin.
Well, actually, what I've some people mistake people speaking Mandarin as getting in an argument too, because like I remember once I was at a grocery store in Shanghai, and there's a lady that I was giving her my card to swipe, and then she was telling me, "Oh, it's not working," and I was just being like, "Oh, okay, can you try it again?" And to my friends, it all sounded like she was really angry at me when she was just telling me, "It's like, yeah, the card's not working."
You know? Nice.
Yeah, so like sometimes Chinese is kind of like German sometimes, where like if you don't know it, like people just kind of mistake it as being angry.
Yeah. All right, Laz, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm glad that I caught you. When are you leaving?
June 10th.
Oh, June 10th. So I'll see you again before then.
Right. Remind me your name again.
My name is Paul.
Paul, okay.
Paul, yes. Just nice to see you again. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to you more later. Uh-huh. Thank you again.
Yeah, no problem.
And Ben, trust me, the mic picked him up perfectly. You'll be able to hear him.
Good, because
you won't be able to hear our conversation, hopefully.
Well,
like, cut your thing out.
Here's the thing.
What we say isn't important.
It sounds like your phone is in your pocket, and I'm getting a bunch of static. Not static, but
my phone is in my pocket, actually.
Yeah,
thank you for asking.
I'm thinking maybe the microphone isn't working.
Yeah, I think I do need to go to Best Buy. All right. Yeah, I'm going to buy new headphones. That's the whole reason for this. But I stopped in to see if you were here, and you were. Laz, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you more later.
Yeah, next time come in, like, do some more Chinese. I would love to hear you.
I'm no good. But I'll look. I'll see if I can get some more.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Cool. Thanks so much.
See you, man.
I'd have to get my Chinese back if I'm going to talk to him in it. But Ben, trust me. The audio coming from here is great, and it does sound like I'm having a problem with my headphones. So
yeah,
we're gonna go and get some new ones.
I think they may be dying of a slow and painful death. But if you got good audio from Laz, then that's great. I can't wait to hear it because I couldn't hear it just now.
He's a really interesting guy, and you know, this is one of the things I was thinking about. You know, you're half of this podcast, Ben. I don't know if you know that, but it's true. Even if I do dominate the conversation sometimes.
Oh, that's all right.
But I think part of this podcast really could be having you learn more about Ebersville. Because it's a really cool town. It's a cool little town.
Well, then,
and this
take pictures and send me pictures.
Oh, no, I went the wrong way.
Don't you know this town? You've been there over a year.
Here's one thing that's crazy, Ben.
Yes, sir.
The parking lots here are a labyrinth. And this is kind of how it works, right?
Yeah.
This store doesn't want to share its parking lot with Best Buy. So there is actually a curb all the way around the store.
Yeah, so you have to go out to the main street and just, like, basically do a U-turn.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So now I'm coming back, and... Alright, I'm gonna get... Here's what... I was gonna get a fancier pair of headphones.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy the exact same pair of headphones I have now.
Okay.
And then we're going to check and see if the audio quality is better.
I hope it is, because yeah, I do believe that the microphone on the headphones is broken, and I'm just hearing the audio coming from your pocket.
Well, it went through a washing machine, so I think the chances are pretty good.
Yeah, but you can hear me through the headphones, so... Part of it
works.
Yeah,
but barely. I mean, you don't. You sound very tinny. If that makes sense.
All right. So yeah, go buy new headphones. We got we got some time.
Oh no. Hold on. I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me.
This is terrible.
You can hear me on this thing, but okay. How about now? Can you hear me? Ben?
Yeah. No, you're super quiet. But I can't really hear the shuffling anymore.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, go buy some new headphones.
Oh, man, by the way, I got a windscreen for this thing now, and it is
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, so let's give a shout out to the audio recorder you're using. What's the make and model of it, Paul?
Well, it's a Tascam.
Yeah.
DR40 linear PCM recorder.
Tascam DR40.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome our new Tascam sponsor now.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's great.
I really
recommend it.
If you're looking for audio recorders to take on sojourns to buy cat food, use the Tascam DR40 4-track handheld digital audio recorder.
Man, they totally changed their headphone things around.
I believe I have used one of those. It's really neat. Did you already have an SD card to put inside of it?
Yes.
Or does it have an internal hard
drive? SD card. Oh, man, Ben.
What?
All their headphones are moved. I don't know if they still have the kind that I had before.
It is quite... It's quite often companies will phase out older products in favor of more expensive newer products.
Well, these are a Sony kind that are very similar to what I have. But... they're just not the same, Ben.
Do they... Where did you buy your original ones? Did you buy them here in Seattle?
No, I bought them here at this very store.
Yeah.
But I don't see them anymore. I know, this is bad audio right now. And I mean, by that I mean bad, you know, bad song time thing.
This is a...
Okay.
A low point in the Goody Learns podcasting era.
See, okay, so what I think I might get is the Skullcandy Hesh, but those are over the ear.
Like,
and the ones that I have are in the ear. Let me see if they... Excuse me, sir. Do you have... You used to have these. I bought these here. They're Skullcandy. They're inside the ear kind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have those?
Have you looked on the other side over here?
Oh, I didn't know there were some on the other side.
Maybe some this side over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like skulls right there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, sir.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we still have them. The same ones would be the different play on.
Yeah, they would be. They would be right around here, probably. Yes. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Cool.
Okay. Yep. These are the exact same ones, so we're going to see how much better they are.
Are you
$19 versus $50?
Wait, what? Well, so
the over the ear ones were $50.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones I'm getting are $19.
Ah.
Which I think is a better price.
Well, if our listeners look at the picture that I just took, I'm actually wearing over the ear.
Hello, I'm
headphones.
Doing well. Yep. The headphones I'm wearing right now went through the washing machine. Those are the exact same kind. And so I'm going to see how much... Because I'm talking to my friend right now, and he said that I sound very tinny.
You can also tell them I think your microphone is broken.
In situations like that, you can have a protection plan.
Oh, no. That's sure? Okay. Yeah, I don't need a protection plan.
Are you getting these two?
No. Sorry. I was holding those.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions first.
Okay, so here we go. Checking out.
All right, during this, let's go to our weather report. Here in Seattle, it's sunny. It's probably about 60 degrees. It's still bright as day. Paul, what is the weather like down there in Edwardsville, Illinois?
What would you say the weather's like right now? Like 70s?
Yeah,
about 70s.
So warmer than it is here in Seattle.
Yeah, it's been really cold though. I had to scrape frost off my windshield yesterday.
What?
All right, thank you, sir. Yeah, true story. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, so what we have learned is that my multitasking ability while doing any of this stuff is pretty slim. I don't know if you noticed, I was asked if I could, or if I wanted to do a warranty on this. I said no.
No, yeah, never take the warranty. As we've discovered from your previous Sears experience, the warranty does not always help you.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't have any tools to open this packaging.
They do make it hard to get into, don't they?
Oh, man. So hard to get into, Ben. Oh, wait. Hold on. I think I did it.
What?
Maybe I did it. Let me try it. Oh, boy. Normally, see, people would be able to cut this stuff out.
Yeah.
But we don't care as much.
Those plastic hard plastic cases.
Can you hear it?
I can't really hear it, but, you know, all of that is in effort to deter theft, you know, so people don't take it out in the middle of the aisle and just put it on or stick it in their pocket.
Oh, well, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm not one to begrudge someone for trying to keep their... I think I told you about this, Ben. I'm a very big fan of copyright now. Now that I've learned that some people are selling PDFs of my Giraffe and Elephant books. First of all...
Wait, what?
Why? Yeah.
Wait, no, go back. People are selling PDFs of the Giraffe and Elephant book?
Giraffe and Elephant books, yeah.
Like on Etsy?
Shout out. So if you haven't bought one because you'd rather see it on a TV screen, why not do it? Okay, Ben?
Paul.
We're making the switch.
Switch it.
Hold on. All right, so plug it in.
Make sure it's plugged in all the way. And if make sure you don't have any gunk inside of your audio port. Sometimes that'll mess things up.
And I have it in.
All right.
How about now? Sound better?
You sound exactly the same.
Oh, man.
But if
I don't know what.
Just like start walking, because there was previously a lot of like shuffling noise. Like I was listening to the microphone on the phone inside your pocket. But okay. If that noise goes away, then I know that there has been an improvement.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, I don't hear any shuffling noise. You're still kind of quiet, but...
Yeah. So, I am walking, and my phone is in my pocket.
All right.
But, so I think we solved that issue.
But, yeah, the audio the audio quality is, sorry to say, it's not very good.
Well, luckily, the audio quality coming from this thing that I'm recording on should be excellent.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to hear it.
We might need to do something with your audio feed, Ben. Like, make you coming from a specific spot.
What?
Like you're a little angel hovering next to the 3D surround sound that is my life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how I think of you, Ben.
Oh.
This recording thing, it's submersive, you know. It really puts you into the audio action as it is.
Yes, the language of audio is universal.
Full spectrum 3D audio, Ben, you know, so when a car drives by, the Doppler effect is insane. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Therefore, I am not mastering the podcast in 5.1 surround. I'm just not doing it.
Well, no. I mean, I only have two microphones, so
two channels.
It should be fine. You know, it's funny. This guy on a bicycle just rode in front of me.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it was my turn to go, but he rode in front of me.
Jerk.
And then he held his hand out and looked at me. And was like, whoa, and I get it, right? I get it, I understand. He's like, hey, I'm here, look at me, you know, then that's good. Bicyclists, you should do that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
Are you sure he wasn't...
I'm just saying... Am I sure he wasn't...
Are you sure he wasn't holding up his hand to signal a turn?
Pretty sure.
Because that's what bicyclists do. If they're making a left turn, they just stick their left arm straight out. But if they're making a right turn, they
No, see, he was going straight in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? So we're at a four-way stop. He's on the left, right? I'm already stopped. Right? He's approaching from the left and he just keeps going. And then he holds his hand out to me as if to say stop. Now, if he were holding his hand out to make a right turn, as you proposed, Ben Lawrence, he would have turned and gone direction that I was.
He was a Jedi, and he was using the Force to stop your car.
That is exactly what he was doing.
Gotcha.
Yes. He was totally like, you shall not pass. Like they do in Star Wars. See? You gotta turn it around on the people.
Yeah, Darth Sauron just kind of kicks everybody's ass.
Yeah, Darth Sauron, shall we play a game? You know, like... Oh, my God. So good.
Oh, man.
So good. No, you know, when Spock fought all those Daleks, it was great. Star Wars.
You mean Dr. Spock?
Sorry. No, it's just Spock. I don't know if that works. I tried. I really did. You know, Ben, you and I are pretty big nerds, I have to say.
Yeah?
It's true. But how do you feel about this Big Trouble Little China with The Rock? Is it happening?
I actually haven't heard of that. Are they going to remake Big Trouble Little China with The Rock?
This is what they were talking about doing. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm not on board. I got to say, I'm not on board.
Well, I don't know. I enjoyed Big Trouble in Little China's dumb white guy doesn't know what Chinese people are doing. That's kind of, you know, what I would have subtitled it. Right. So, who knows?
It was also of its time, you know? Like, it's such a goofy, silly movie with these, like, late 70s, early 80s special effects. It's like, if you try... That's part of the charm of the movie. And if you try to remake that with, like, super slick CGI, it's going to lose all of its charm.
I got into an argument with someone at work today, or yesterday, actually. They were talking about PC culture, and you know how I am. I am very much... if somebody is offended with something, you apologize and try to learn from it. That's the only way to really do stuff. If you close yourself off, you know, if someone is offended, try to make them feel better. That's what I think. And try to learn why are they offended, you know, that kind of stuff. But someone was talking about Blazing Saddles, and they said, you couldn't make that movie today.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you want to? And he thought that I meant, why would you want to make something offensive? But that's not what I meant. What I meant was, Blazing Saddles is available on DVD. It was made by Mel Brooks. It was awesome at the time that he made it. Why bother remaking it? You don't have to. Ever.
Well, that's the rationale for a lot of modern movie remakes. Like, why are you remaking this movie? You don't have to remake it. The original was good enough. It was fine. It was great. Yeah.
Now, this is another thing that I will say. If you want to remake a movie, I don't care. And I know that sounds like I'm flying in the face of what I just said, but seriously, make as many as you want, because Ben, you and I are from the age of and world of the theater where you could see three crappy Hamlets in 1 year, just going from a high school to a college to whatever.
Yeah.
Does that diminish Hamlet any? No, it does not. Same thing. If you make a really horrible remake of a movie, I'm not going to care. But in the same way, and this is the point I was making, if you go, you can't use the N-word in a movie these days, it's like, well, maybe that's fine. Maybe, and you can, just ask Quentin Tarantino, but still, maybe it's okay. Maybe you don't have to. Because you can enjoy the fruits of others' labor for time immemorial. It's like, does anyone say, you can't put Klansmen in movies anymore? No, they don't. Maybe they do. Probably they do. God, people are jerks sometimes. Anyway,
all I know is you can't do that on. Being, you can't do that. What is your point? What is your point?
Mike Doughty says that he is going to go on tour with Ruby Vroom, and he's going to play the album. And then he said, maybe as Soul Coughing, maybe not as Soul Coughing.
That's a big step for him.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. I don't know what he means. Does he mean that if he does it as Soul Coughing? This is what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking band reunion. I'm thinking that he's saying that he will have the instrumentation.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Of Soul Coughing.
Because he did remake a lot of the songs, and they are not Soul Coughing songs. They're Mike Doughty songs. So if he goes on tour and plays Ruby Vroom as Soul Coughing, you will hear as close of approximation to the original recordings as you can without the original band members.
And here's the thing about the original band members, too, right? Who knows? People are weird. Maybe they made friends with each other. Maybe one or two of them did. Maybe nobody did.
It's
we don't know.
Always possible.
And who am I to tell him how to live his life anyway? But that's what I heard.
Going back
also,
to remakes.
On a new album.
What's
oh,
that?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Going back to
he's
remakes.
A new album too.
I was gonna say that there was a remake of a movie that I really liked. That I wanted to see the remake, but I have yet to see it, and that is the remake of the movie The Evil Dead. Now, I am a big Bruce Campbell fan, right? I can't point to a property that he's been in where I'm like, yeah, didn't care for it. I like everything he's been in.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's good at doing stuff.
Yeah, and so. Ben,
can I ask you a question? How much Burn Notice did you watch?
Yeah, Burn Notice. I've only seen a couple episodes, but it's been...
Yeah,
it's been
right. Good. That's what I... he's in it a lot, you know.
Yeah, he has. What is that? Jack of All Trades?
Oh, man.
Jack
I forgot
of all
about
trades.
That. Yeah.
There's actually a TV show on Netflix called Master of None, called starring Aziz Ansari.
I was like, Bruce Campbell's in that too? No.
No, but it would be. I haven't seen Master of None, but I wish that there would be a Bruce
good.
Campbell cameo.
There's no tie in, unfortunately. But he's still good. And then Briscoe County Jr.
Briscoe County Jr., yeah.
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 So, all right. Here's the deal. I just got back, and Betty is going to have to start her lessons pretty soon.
Did you?
But before we go...
Did you just put your phone...
A little thing called...
Did you just put your phone down and walk across the room?
No, I didn't. Why? It sounds like I did.
You sound really far away. I'm beginning to doubt the validity of these new headphones.
Huh. Maybe it's something to do with me, Ben. Maybe I'm the problem.
Throwing your voice.
But we don't have to yell for Betty because she's right here.
Betty!
Ben's still yelling for you, Betty.
Betty!
Hello?
Just imitating you, actually.
So Betty's eating chips.
What kind of chips?
Wow, those are loud. potato chips or Clancy's kettle chips. Aldi, which is the store that sells... Betty, what do you say that Aldi sells?
Knockoffs.
Yeah, Betty claims that they sell knockoffs, which they kind of do.
Yeah. You know,
go ahead.
There's a new chip out, or maybe it's not new, but it's new to me. It's the Kettle brand salt and cracked pepper flavor.
Oh, Ben, salt and cracked pepper. That's been around since I was in Seattle, for sure.
I know. They've been around for a while.
I used to bring it to places.
But I just discovered them, and I'm really happy that I did, because they're really great.
No. Aren't they good? They're super good.
They're super good. And they're super popular, too. I bought some from a birthday party, and they were gone by the end of the day.
So, this is a very short one, since I don't want to miss my videos, so...
No, Betty, you already have to stop. It's time for you to do your lessons.
Oh, right.
So, say bye to Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Betty. All
right, so that was a...
Hey, wait, Dad.
Yeah, Betty.
Can I eat during my lessons?
No, you can't.
Why?
Get ready to put your chips away.
I'm hungry, though.
I made you all that mac and cheese.
I didn't eat all of it.
You could have eaten all of it.
But I wasn't that hungry then.
See, I have found you out. No more food for you. Okay. So, Ben?
Paul?
I think this went well. Other than your audio problems.
My audio
we'll see
is
what
crap.
Happens. Yeah.
But,
My audio. The audio,
Next?
I know what you mean.
Well,
but, yeah, so I'll yeah.
It'll be great.
Use it.
Send me your audio, and next week we'll talk about what these afternoon lessons for Betty actually entail.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know how they're going.
Yeah.
And for the end of the podcast, Ben, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
You're going to stand, and we're just going to listen to the sounds of nature. You can't tell at all what I'm hearing.
I can't hear
it's
it
It's funny.
At all.
It sounds just like, yeah, nothing. But, yeah, it is nice. Pretty close. All right, Ben, I'll see you later.
Yeah, Paul. Good talk.
Yeah.
And,
This is a good one. I think you're going to like what you hear.
I sure hope I do.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, man.
Bye.
All right, bye.